In Isaiah chapter 53, it says that Nigzar me'eretz chayim, he was cut off from the land of the living for the transgression of my people to whom the blow was due. It is significant that I believe this text is speaking of Jesus Christ, the suffering servant, seen through the lenses of Acts chapter 8 and 1 Peter chapter 2. The verb nigzar, he was cut off, comes from the root gazar, to cut off. The same root is used in Leviticus chapter 16 on Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, a text which is clearly applied to Jesus Christ by the writer of Hebrews in Hebrews chapters 9 and 10. It is significant that in Leviticus 16 there were two goats. The first goat was killed, its blood was taken and sprinkled in the Holy of Holies, representing atonement or satisfaction or propitiation for the sins of the people. The second goat had the hands of the priest laid upon it, and then it was led out into a gezerah place, into a cut-off place. It is significant that the same root, gazar, is used in the adjective there, in Leviticus 16, representing the second goat. And so I believe Isaiah, as he's writing about the suffering of our Lord Jesus Christ, sees the two goats in Isaiah chapter 53. The first goat is put to death when he writes, Kulanu katzon ta'inu ish ledarko paninu ve'adonai hifki avo et avon kulanu. All of us go astray, each to his own way, and the Lord caused to land upon him the iniquity of us all. He was pierced through for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. That is the depiction of the first goat becoming our propitiation, I believe, or our satisfaction. The second goat is represented by the verb nigzar, paralleling gezerah. In other words, Jesus was crucified outside of the camp, and like that second goat, having become our propitiation, he then carried our sins away. Hence, he became our expiation, or the one who removed our sins forever. It is significant that the root gazar is intimately tied, I believe, together in these two texts, showing the removal of our sins, illustrated in that second goat and applied by Isaiah in Isaiah 53 to the suffering servant, our Lord Jesus Christ.